Resources Committee to order, April 7th. Members currently present are Senator Stedman, Senator Seekins, Senator Elton, Senator Dyson, and myself, Senator Wagoner. Today, we're going to review appointments. We have 12 appointees to listen to, and I want to get started as quick as possible so we can get through the list. The first person to hear from will be Bonnie Williams in Fairbanks. She is nominated as a public member for Board of Fish. Are you on there, Bonnie?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
You bet. Hear you fine.
Great. I am Bonnie Williams. I'm pleased to be before you today to provide whatever information you may need. I applied for the Board of Fish on the understanding that there was a need for someone from the interior who would represent, speak for, and advocate for the interests of sport fishing and personal use or subsistence fishing. My own fishing background began around the age of 9 when I learned how to fish in the Santa Ana River in the San Francisco Mountains of Southern California. Since then, I've fished off the coast of Southern California, all around the Channel Islands and the Caribbean, in the Aegean off the coast of Turkey, and in the rivers and streams in New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, the Yukon Territory, and every place that my husband and I have been able to reach so far in Alaska. It adds up at this point to 55 years spent happily fishing here and there, and it's comforting to know that every day you spend fishing doesn't count against the total days you get on Earth. I have no degree, no expertise in the area of biology and fisheries management, nor do I pretend to in-depth knowledge of the more technical areas of sport fishing or commercial fishing. However, I do have extensive experience in the process of taking public interests and public comment, expert testimony, legal counsel, and ordinary common sense, and from those elements, forging a sound, reasonable, and functional public determination. In my resume, I cited 9 years of elected service on the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, 1 year each on 2 task forces for the Hickel administration, and a bit over a year on the federal BLM Northern Advisory Council. In addition, I spent some 7 years on the Chena River Advisory Commission, a public service which included attention to fish habitat, and roughly 8 years within the University of Alaska Shared Governance System, where I served several terms as president of the statewide administration assembly. Last week, the Fairbanks Local Advisory Council held its monthly meeting, and I attended the first 3 hours. In both the Board of Game and Board of Fish areas, there were echoes of life on the borough assembly. The subjects were different, the process was the same, and so too was the need for listening, homework, questioning, and debate. I felt right at home, and I had to throttle back my urge to leap into the various debates. If confirmed, it would be my goal to ensure a healthy, strong fishery throughout Alaska, one that sustains and meets the needs of subsistence, commercial fishing, and sport fishing. We've been blessed with a wonderful natural resource, and so long as we act wisely, there will always be enough for all of us. Hopefully, this brief discourse provides you with some of what you need to know to make your decision. I want to thank you for considering my nomination, and I'll be happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for taking the time out to come present to us today, Mrs. Williams. Are there questions of Mrs. Williams? Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not a question, just a comment. I've known Bonnie for a long time. She's been a good friend, and even though she is not a degreed person in fish management, I find her to be a lady of very thorough inquiry, and I would feel very good personally about her being put in this position and trusting the allocation of our resources to her.
Okay. Questions? Senator Elton.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, and thanks, Bonnie, for wanting to do this and volunteering to do this. I'm just curious. I did go through your resume, and I, of course, know something about you, both from time I've spent in Fairbanks many years ago, as well as because of your service on the Borough Assembly. And one of the things that one of the things that is not reflected on the resume, but I'm curious as to whether or not you've had any experience. You've noted that you have worked with the NRA and the BLM Northern Advisory Council. I'm just curious as to whether you have worked in any of the sport or personal use fishery arenas, whether you were involved, for example, in the continuing Copper River personal use issues that have consumed the interior in Prince William Sound, whether if you've been involved with any of those issues, just having been a public policy leader in Fairbanks.
No, I've followed them, of course, but I have not personally been involved.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions or comments? I noticed we have online Dick Burley, Brian Haley, and Dick Bishop. Were you gentlemen, take it one at a time, with Dick?
He's a board game nominee. Byron Haley and Dick Bishop are testifying.
Oh, okay, maybe those two. Dick Bishop, are you here to testify on any specific appointee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm here to testify on Ms. Williams, on Mr. Judkins, Mr. Burley, and Ms. B.J. Smith.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dick Bishop. I live at I appreciate the opportunity to testify. Were you able to hear my name and address? Okay?
Let's try that again, Mr. Bishop. It didn't come through the first time.
Okay. I hadn't turned on the mic. My fault. my name is Dick Bishop. I live at 1555 Gus's Grind in the outskirts of Fairbanks, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself. And I'll start with Bonnie Williams, who's been appointed to the Fisheries Board. I'm very supportive of her appointment, and I urge you to confirm it. I've had the pleasure of being acquainted with Bonnie and her husband for many years, and I have been very impressed with her integrity of her work in public service and her commitment to public service. I think it's a compelling force in her life, and anything that she has turned her hand to in that regard, she has done well at. She does have a good grasp of the diversity of Alaska, and in particular has spent quite a bit of time rattling around the interior. I know that she and her husband, for example, traveled the entire length of the Tanana Yukon River in their own riverboat on one occasion, and on many other occasions have made other trips with that boat. So she has not been isolated in Fairbanks. Of course, anybody that lives in Fairbanks isn't really isolated. I have to have that. So I sure encourage you to confirm her nomination to the Board of Fisheries. And if you would like me to go on to the others, I would be glad to do that. Is that what your
No, I'll take them one at a time. Who else was it? Now, you wanted to testify of Mr. Burley when we interview him?
Yes, sir.
And who else?
Mr. Judkins and Ms. B.J. Schmidt, who's, according to the announcement, was up for confirmation hearings on the Big Game Commercial Services Board.
Okay, yeah, I've got to. Okay, as we come there, I'll call on.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to testify on behalf of the appointment of Bonnie Williams?
Yes, yes, I'm Byron A. Road, Fairbanks, Alaska, president of the Dittmeyer Association since 1984. The Dittmeyer, on behalf of the Dittmeyer, we support the appointment of Bonnie Cody to the seat of the Alaska State Board of Fisheries. She would bring us to the board, as far as we are concerned, a lot of sports fishing issues that develop between personal use, sports, and commercial. And bring very solid truck or make easements and stuff. It's essential to the fishery system so that everybody would be satisfied. Now, thank you for hearing my testimony.
Thank you for taking the time to testify, Mr. Haley. Were you going to want to testify on behalf of anybody else?
Yes, I've got the other three members, too, the same way. That's Dick.
Okay, so you want to testify when we come to Mr. Burley, Judkins, and B.J. Schmidt?
I can say, man, the whole thing is going to be that I support all of us. Well, but I'm going to say that I don't have much of a testimony for it.
All right, we can handle that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. With that, are there any other questions or testimony? Okay, thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate you volunteering for this job. I don't know why any sane individual would do that, but we really appreciate you being willing to take your time and go through this process.
Thank you. I have to tell you, some people congratulated me, but there were a couple of commiserations.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And an apology from me.
And an apology from Senator Seekins. Okay. With that, we'll go on to the Board of Game.
Move
her
report.
Oh, we got separate?
Mr. Chairman, before we do that,
let's move that report then.
I have in front of me a report on confirmation of appointments, and it reads, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment before to joint session for consideration. Bonnie Williams, member, Alaska Board of Fish. There were no stated objections to the confirmation of the named individual committee members. This does not reflect the intent of the members to vote for or against individuals in any further sessions. And I'd move that we forward this to the Senate President.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. With that, we'll go on to the Board of Fish. First person on the Board of Fish is Board of Game, I'm sorry. Board of Game will be Cliff Judkins for reappointment. Are you on, Mr. Judkins?
Yes, sir, Senator. I'm here. I'm with my telephone in my ear.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I served 3 years on the board, and we've got a lot of undone work there, of course, and probably always will. I'll say it was time-consuming and sometimes enjoyable and always interesting, and I'm willing to continue the battle to try and do something with balancing out better control and solving some of the other problems we've got going on. We don't have much to add to that.
All right. Are there any questions? Well, I don't see any questions, so you must have been doing a good job.
I hope so.
I appreciate you working for the Board of Game.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys' efforts down there, too. You guys are doing the hard work.
All right. With that, let's see, is there a...
Mr. Chairman.
Here.
I have also a report on confirmation appointments for Mr. Judkins that reads the same as the previous motion for Bonnie Williams. It just substitutes Cliff Judkins. Actually, this one will have three, so maybe we need to.
Yeah. Well, we can do them one at a time. And then.
Okay, thank you.
And then we'll move them all at once.
Okay.
But if there are no questions for Mr. Judkins, thank you very much for testifying before us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Richard Burley in Fairbanks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Richard Burley. I live in Fairbanks at 1165 Poppin Street.
Go ahead.
Did you get the first part of that?
You're cutting out. See if you can start over, maybe just a little. What kind of phone are you on? You on a speakerphone?
No, sir. I'm down at the LIO office, but somebody got a tap here and stuck the mic on. So my name is Richard Burley. I live at 1165 Pop Street in Fairbanks, Alaska. I previously served 6 years on the Board of Game and applied for an additional term. I've had a long time interest in wildlife management, and I would like to continue serving on the Board of Game. I'll answer any questions if you have any.
Are there any questions? Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, just a statement that Mr. Burley is a close personal friend of mine, has been my flight instructor for years, and I've known of his work on the Board of Game when he was there as chairman, past chairman, and could only give the highest recommendation that he be confirmed.
I believe Dick Bishop wanted to testify on Mr. Burley's behalf. Are you still on there, Mr. Bishop?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and this is Dick Bishop, and I would like to testify to support the confirmation of Dick Burley for a game. Dick served enough years on the board previously, served with Singh, and served as the chairman of the board. He has tremendous depth of experience with wildlife management, and the interests of Alaskans across the state, and a broad knowledge of the state. He is a very fair-minded, objective person. I followed very closely the proceedings of the Board of Game at the time he was chairman, and did an outstanding job. I think he would do that again if he were confirmed board. I appreciate very much his willingness to serve on that board, so I urge you to confirm his nomination.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop.
You're welcome.
Are there any questions of Mr. Burley? Mr. Burley, we appreciate you taking the time and testifying today. We'll be forwarding your name.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. And like Bonnie Williams said, I had quite a few people call me up to congratulate me, and others offered condolences. And the ones that offered me condolences, I use my pat answer, well, it gives complete strangers a chance to hate me because it's something that I did. But I do enjoy serving on the board, and thank you very much for this time before you.
Well, thank you for taking the amount of time you've taken already out of your lifetime to serve the state of Alaska. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Next, we'll go to Paul Johnson in Unalakleet. Are you on, Paul?
This is for Paul Johnson.
Unalakleet. There's two Paul Johnson.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Paul Johnson in Unalakleet?
Hi, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. This is Paul Johnson in Unalakleet. I live at 329 Main Street. And I thank you for this opportunity. At the request of several people, I decided to take this challenge on. I've been a lifelong resident of rural Alaska for 48 years. And of course, my parents valued education, so we moved here to Unalakleet in 1964 so I could attend a private high school, where I graduated as a valedictorian. I've gathered and hunted and consumed fish and game for a majority of my life and have a great interest in regulations that affect game hunting for all of Alaska. Formerly, I've been educated. I've had 4 years of college. I don't have a degree, but I studied business at the University of Alaska, majoring in business and finance. I ran the Iditarod in 1986, and I've been a commercial fisherman for about 31 years, and presently a small boat crabber. I worked for the Unalakleet Native Corporation as a CEO and manager for 11 years, from 92 to 83. Which gave me exposure to various regions of the state, business contacts and had exposure to working with various state and federal agencies. And over the years, I've found before both the Board of Game and Fish for various reasons, both as a resident, a fisherman, and as a member of the Southern Norton Sound Advisory Committee. And I would hope to use common sense to evaluate facts and data that are used in decision making with the Board of Game. And I think, like everyone else, I share the same feelings. I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but I volunteered locally and in the region with various civic organizations, with city government and the local church. And now I'm hoping to, I guess, broaden my horizons and take the challenge on at a statewide level and hopefully do a good job in the state of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you very much for volunteering, Paul. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, Paul, this is Fred Dyson. Did you go to Covenant High?
Yeah, I went to Covenant High, yes, sir.
You know Clarence Tawark?
Yes, I do. He served on Southern Norton Sound Advisory with me.
Yeah, say hello to him for me. And
I sure will.
And thanks for serving.
You're welcome.
Any questions of Mr. Johnson? I personally want to thank you, Paul, for volunteering to serve. It sounds like you have a good background. We'll bring some good experience to the board. It's hard to get people sometimes to serve on these boards, so we really appreciate you doing this as public service.
You're welcome, and thank you.
We'll be forwarding your name along with the other two along with Mr. Burley and Mr. Judkins, and with that, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Seekins.
I have before me a report on confirmation of appointments. It reads, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Cliff Judkins, Richard Burley, and Paul Johnson, members, Alaska Board of Game. There were no stated objections to the confirmation of the named individuals by committee members, and this does not reflect any intent by any of the members to vote for or against the individual during any further sessions. I'd move that we forward that recommendation, the report.
Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, and that report will be forwarded. With that brings us to the big game. Commercial Services Board confirmations. First person to we'll hear from today is Ralph Anderson in Dillingham.
Anderson, I'm here in Dillingham. I'm a Alaska native, a lifelong resident of Alaska. Let's see, for a high school life, like a lot of people in the rural Alaska my age, I left home at a really young age of 13 to go to high school. I spent the year at Chamala Indian School in Oregon, and I was recruited to an honors program on the East Coast where I finished high school in Vermont, and I attended Dartmouth quite a couple of years. I graduated in 1979 from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, a degree in English and political science. For the position on the Big Game Commercial Services Board for a couple of reasons, and one of them being that the guiding and transporting industries here in Bristol Bay are real major players in our economy. Our economy is, of course, based on commercial fishing for many years. With the downturn in our fishing industry, we're now, there are a lot of our people are looking to other ways of making a living. I've been a subsistence hunter and commercial fisherman for most of my life in order to get my major school. In our first meeting of the Big Game Commercial Services Board, I was appointed chairman of the Ethics Committee, which is a very
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Appreciate your forwarding your names to be considered. Are there any questions, Mr. Anderson? Thank you very much, Mr. Anderson, and it looks like we'll be forwarding your name for confirmation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Next, we'll go to Galena Colin Brown.
Yes, sir. This is Colin Brown from Galena.
Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I'm sitting in Portsmouth, New Hampshire right now.
Oh. Hope the weather's fine.
Actually, it's beautiful here. I've been in the aviation transport industry since arriving in Galena nearly 29 years ago, working in various air services. And that's where I found my wife, who was from the San Francisco area. She was out trapping fur and mushing dogs in the woods, and she's now an accomplished teacher there in Galena. I've been involved with wildlife resource flying most of that time that I've been there, and as a pilot for several air services and 14 years with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I've been out with my own business, which is Yukon Eagle Air, there for about 8 years. Most of my work was wildlife survey work, although I do a few hunters in the fall and village-to-village charters. I've watched the decline of the wildlife resources for the last 10 to 12 years, and a lot of that decline is due to the unethical behavior of those involved in that beginning commercial services industry. And so I was kind of excited to be selected to be on the Big Game Commercial Services Board for a couple of reasons. And one was I was very disappointed in the level of ethics and professionalism in transporter and guide industry. And I'd like to be able to see something done about that in the first two meetings we've had with that board. I think we've really taken some actions that are going to put a good reputation back into those industries. And I think we've gone a long way toward correcting a lot of the problems there. And I'd like to become involved in finishing some of those tasks that we've started there. And I think I'd be an honor to serve on that board if selected.
Is that the end of your testimony, Colin?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time today. Are there any questions? There are no questions, so we'll be forwarding your name for confirmation.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Hurry back to Alaska. It's starting to get nice here.
Hurry.
Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Anchorage for Robert Mumford.
Yes, sir, I'm here. My name is Bob Mumford. I live at Daywind Drive in Anchorage, and I'm honored to be considered for confirmation on this board. I've spent 20 years in the Department of Public Safety, the 18 of which was in the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, and been fortunate to have been able to live in a lot of different areas in the state in that capacity, and have dealt with a lot of guides and transporters and, you know, both on the good side of the fence and on the bad side of the fence. And I hope to be able to bring some law enforcement perspective to the board and hopefully a pretty good dose of common sense. And, yeah, I would really like to be on the board, so that's about all I can say.
All right. Any questions with Mr. Mumford? Well, we'd like to thank you for taking the time and volunteering for this board. It's a lot of public service, so we appreciate your name being forwarded, and we will forward your name for confirmation, Robert.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Next, we'll go to North Pole, Betty Jo Schmitz.
Hi, my name's BJ Schmitz. I live with my family on a farm between Salcha and North Pole, where we raise hay and sheep. My background, I have a degree in biology and a master's in intercultural studies. prior to 92, I lived in Dallas and worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Was involved in biological survey and some subsistence studies. Presently, I'm raising my girls at home school, and I'm very involved in becoming an outdoors woman, where we introduce women to the outdoors and various aspects of enjoying it, including hunting. I hunt personally, and I'm really interested in subsistence issues and game management, and also maintaining the hunting industry as a viable part of our economy, and I'm very pleased to be able to be on this board if I am allowed to. Thank you.
Thank you very much for volunteering your time. Are there any questions? We did have Dick Bishop wanted to testify on your behalf. Are you still on there, Dick?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm still here, and I'd be happy to testify now if it's the right time.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've known E.J. Schmitz for a number of years casually and known of her and her family's efforts in their various endeavors, and they have collectively, and she, in this particular case, have a great background in Alaskan outdoors and the people who live in those places and enjoy them and use them. And very confident that her wealth of experience and her perspective will be a real asset on the Big Game Commercial Services Board, and I urge the committee to forward her name for confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. I think we skipped over Mr. Judkins. You wanted to testify on his behalf, but I think we've already sent his name forward for confirmation. I apologize for that.
That's all right, Mr. Chairman. I approve the action.
All right. With that, BJ, it appears that we'll be sending your name forward, Senator Seekins.
One question, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. What kind of animals are we going to see from the Schmitz family at the 4-H auction this year?
The sheep and steers and turkeys, probably. How was that steer?
Okay. Thank you very much for putting your name in, BJ.
Thank you very much.
With that, BJ, I would assume that Senator Seekins will be paying a considerable sum of money per pound for each.
He's been known to do that, Mr. Chairman.
He and I are both very strong supporters of 4-H. That's one of the best activities young kids and sometimes older kids can have. So
that's right. Thank you for your support.
Well, we appreciate you volunteering.
Thank you, sir.
So we'll be forwarding your name. As I said before, next we'll go to Leif Wilson and Tolk.
Hello, my name is Leif Wilson. I'm here in Tolk. I live at 0.5 mile Sourdough Lane in Tolk, Alaska. I was, Mr. Chairman, can you hear me all right?
Yes, you're coming in fine. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I was born down the road here in Glen Allen. I grew up in Tolk. I've been involved in the guide or transporter industry most of my life. As a kid, my dad was a guide. And then starting in 1984, I already started working for 40 Mile Air for Charlie Wardlow. He has a transporter business and air taxi business. I have an A&T mechanics license and an airline transport pilot rating. I've worked here at 40 Mile Air since 1984, first as a mechanic and then as a pilot, and then as a chief pilot, and then eventually in 1999, me and a partner purchased the business and have been operating it ever since then, flying in the transporter business and the air taxi business. I've served on the Upper Tanana Fish and Game Advisory Committee for, I was trying to remember, but at least the last 7 years or so, both as a member and as the vice chairman. I do a fair amount of wildlife survey work for both Fish and Game and a little bit off and on for the Fish and Wildlife Service here. And I've also fished 14 seasons in Bristol Bay on a gill matter, and I'd be pleased to serve on the board if I was confirmed.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Appreciate that. Are there any questions for Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson, I appreciate you volunteering your time. And I know it takes quite a bit of time, and sometimes public service isn't the most rewarding thing in the world, but we really appreciate you volunteering to do this job.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next name before the committee is Roy Ashenfelter from Nome, and we need to forward his name for confirmation. Mr. Ashenfelter, I've been told, has resigned from the board effective 3-1, and but we still had to forward his name for confirmation because he has taken part in prior meetings and where action was taken. So it's necessary to have his name confirmed for that purpose. So. So with that, next, Senator Elton.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. So he's resigned, he does not want to be, and he does not want to be reappointed?
Right, but he must be confirmed anyway, because we have never held confirmation hearings on the Big Game Commercial Services Board.
So we need to confirm him because he has been serving as a member.
He's been serving as a member since 7/24/2005, and he has taken actions and voted. So for that purpose, we need to make sure he is confirmed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's kind of awkward.
We've done far worse.
we're voting for a person who doesn't want to serve.
And has already resigned.
And has resigned. With that, we'll go to Paul Johnson. Hello, Paul.
Elfin Cove.
This is Paul Johnson, Elfin Cove.
Yeah. Good morning, resource committee members. My name is Paul Johnson. I came over from Golf Cove and sitting in Patty Lewis's house. She wants to inform me she's having house for dinner and wishing that some of you guys could be here to share it with her. Unfortunately, I'm eating some of my pickled fish here too.
Well, you tell cake. You tell Patty Cake we all said hello.
Okay. In any case, I'm born and raised in Southeast Alaska. I spent my life here and worked on many different committees and boards and task force, and have been a guide for 30 years and have really enjoyed working with the folks that have been on this board since we've been reinstated. I'm sorry to see that Roy doesn't have, from what I understand, doesn't have the time to follow up. He was a great board member and quite helpful. In any case, I would enjoy having the opportunity to serve on this board if he's okay.
All right. Well, Paul, I know you put in a lot of time in the past and are committed to put in time now, so we really appreciate that. Are there any questions, Mr. Johnson? Senator Elton.
Not a question, just Mr. Chair, I've known Paul since we attended the University of Alaska Fairbanks together just a few years ago. And we grew up together in Juneau, and I can't think of a better person, a person who's not more committed to public service in this way, who is willing to spend time away from his family and his business to do this. And so I would just, I don't know whether it does any good for me to say I think he's a wonderful applicant and board member, but for what it's worth, he is, and he's a gentleman and a fine person also.
I would echo those remarks.
Well, thank you. I'll have to tell my wife that this evening.
You're talking about me?
No, we weren't.
Just sending pickled fish would probably be better.
I'm sorry, Paul. Senator Seekin just came back in the room. He thought we were talking about him. So
yeah.
We're going to cut this a little short. Anyway, we appreciate you serving, Paul, and look forward to your continued service. Any other questions or comments about Mr. Johnson? Look forward to seeing you next time you're in town.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We'll be forwarding your name. Next would be Richard Rower, Kodiak.
Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dick Rohr. I came to Alaska 41 years ago. I've spent the last 37 years as a year-round resident in Kodiak. Got involved in the guide industry upon coming to Alaska in 65, and have made my primary livelihood from that industry for the last 24 years. Raised a family of four here at Kodiak, three of which still live here and are in business for themselves as well. Appears it's about my turn to serve a guide seat to the other members of our industry. I am happy to do so if confirmed by this committee.
Thank you for testifying today. Are there any questions of Mr. Rohr? I see no questions, Dick, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this job. We've just reconstituted this a couple of years ago, so we feel it's a very important function for the state of Alaska, and look forward to having you serve some more.
We'll be Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've been involved for a long time, and so I'm well aware of the job. Might just pass on to Paul Johnson. We have the first 10-footer on the ground for the spring season.
I suppose I was taken with a bow and arrow, huh?
No, but I wasn't close enough to.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll.
And we'll be forwarding your name for confirmation. Next name on the list is Ted Spraker, and he is not going to be available today. Senator Seekins asked the question, and I don't
got the answer.
Did you look it up?
This is a dedicated board seat from the Board of Game on the Big Game Commercial Services Board.
Oh, so he'd be representing the Board of Game.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I have no problem forwarding his name anyway. So.
Any the rest of us questions? Mind, but it's okay if you don't.
He's a good Kenai guy. He's an excellent, excellent guy.
Soldatna.
Yes, Soldatna. Not even in Soldatna, really. It's College Heights. Hmm. Well, with that, Chair would entertain a motion to forward the names on the Big Game Commercial Services Board confirmation.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we forward the names of Ralph Anderson, Colin Brown, Robert Mumford, Betty Jo Smits, Leif Wilson, Roy Ashenfelter, Paul Johnson, Richard Rohr, and Ted Spraker to the full Senate for confirmation without any commitment as to voting for or against the individual.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, we'll forward those names. Where'd my pen go? Somebody got away with my pen.
Which one?
The blue one?
No.
Is that it? I thought it was sitting here.
From Chenault.
Well, that ends our business for the day. There will be a meeting Wednesday, and at that time we've got a couple bills on the docket. And with that, we'll be adjourned.